DLTV's network service. The news with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, Christians in the Roman Catholic Church in Cameroon have been called upon to demonstrate that they merit the confidence of God like St. Peter did to Christ, to be entrusted with the keys of the gate of heaven. Reports say voter turnout in the French parliamentary election is the highest in 40 years. Options Sports of Bamenda will represent the Northwest region in this year's national Interpols after beating Rainbows FC of Bamenda 5-1 at the regional final. Christians of the Roman Catholic Church have celebrated the feast of St. Peter and Paul with calls to emulate St. Peter in the Bible, who opened his heart to trust God and meditate the keys of heaven. At the St. Peter the Apostle Parish, Masamandongo in Yaoundé, the Mass officiated by the parish priest, Reverend Father Gregoire Mani, was attended by a college of priests, one of them, Reverend Father André Mani Abudi Ongene, who now brings out the symbolism in the Feast of St. Peter.
We can see through that every faithful who is open to the revelation of the Lord is able to be worthy, because Jesus will say to Peter, "You are the blessed one." And to be blessed, we have to be open to the revelation, to the will of God, and put that will of God into practice that was required. And also, we see that Jesus will continue in crossing the key of the church to Peter, but telling first that you are the rock, and on this rock I will build the church. The rock is something unshakable, and it means that Peter is someone trustworthy. And as he is trustworthy, all the faithful ones are also called to be trustworthy. When we are in this world, we'll be so selfish that we don't open ourselves to others. We don't open the gate of joy to others. And then Peter is giving us a good example to be trustworthy. And each one who is trustworthy, I think that he can inherit the.
The Bishop of Ebolova, His Lordship Philippe Alumbarga, is well and safe after he was involved in a car accident on Saturday morning. The incident occurred during a friendship visit of the Bishop of Evik Obel Essons, Monsignor Michael Pansa. The Diocese of Ebolova says the prelate, who is currently responding to treatment in a local hospital, left his residence and was on his way to the St. Anne and Joachim Cathedral to ordain three priests when his driver lost control of his car. Silas Gwai has more in the following report.
In a big search of love, the diocesan community of Ebolova gave thanks to God, who saved the life of Bishop Philippe Alumbarga after an accident involving his vehicle on Saturday morning. Fervent prayers were also offered for his speedy recovery by the faithful at the Our Lady of Providence Parish in Ambam, where the Bishop of Evrik Obey, his son, Monseigneur Michel Pansa, concluded his friendship visit to the Diocese of Ebolova. It's above all, beyond discovering a country, the most important thing is to find beyond borders and continents brethren in the faith. Also present to bestow their blessings upon the Church of God were Monseigneur Jean-Vincent Odoyen from Oyem in Gabon, and Monsignor Miguel Angel Ngemabi from Ebebeyin in Equatorial Guinea. Through the sacraments of confirmation in Ambam and the priestly order at the St. Anne and Joachim's Cathedral in Ebolova, the faithful were graced with divine touch. The grace of God has visited us. We will do our utmost best to preserve this grace. We are sent to proclaim the gospel of God's kingdom for his glory and the salvation of souls. The newly ordained under shepherds were called to serve according to the will of God. Everything has been given to them by the laying of hands and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Bishop Michel Pansa also exhorted the faithful to remain united and to be servants approved by God. Silas Nguyen, CRTV News, Ebolo.
The Bafoussam Kame Parish of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon now has a newly ordained church elder. Nova Eric, during his ordination today, was called upon by Reverend Pastor Morton Masuk to be the diligent and committed servant of Christ. Kelvin Nembo reports.
He has been chosen by God, just like other church elders, to be the light that shines in the darkness so that unbelievers can clearly see the wonders of the Most High and format their old lifestyles to become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Preaching on the occasion, Reverend Pastor Martin Masugnak called on the newly ordained church elder, Nola Eric, to be an exemplary Christian, one who puts God's word into action at all times. He is also expected to give counsel, handle disputes when they arise in the church, among other things. The newly ordained church elder said he is counting on the Almighty God to help him successfully carry out his missions.
I want to thank God for this great day that he himself came to become an ordinate mission. As an elder, it's not an easy task. We pray God to send his Holy Spirit so that we should be an example for his glory.
Some members of the church received the sacrament of baptism on the occasion. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bafusam.
The Temple Choirs Association of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon Simeon Congregation have emerged the overall best at the 2024 National Annual Rally of the Association that took place recently in different presbyteries in the PCC. The results were presented this Sunday to Christians of the PCC by the National President of the Temple Choirs Association, Chief Dr. Oru Julius Agbo, during a divine church service officiated by Associate Pastor, the Reverend Bako Juliet. More with Irene Manti Ayonge of CRTB Center.
In a colorful church service officiated by the Reverend Bakwa Juliet, members of the Temple Choirs Association of Presbyterian Church Simeon sang and danced to the glory of God, thanking him for a successful participation at the 2024 National Annual Rally, in which they emerged overall best, occupying the first position all over the national territory on a score of 134.7 on 150, seconded by Temple Choirs Kumbambeng and third Kosala PTS, both from Kumba.
This victory brings us a lot of elation, and it's also a feeling of gratitude to God. We thank God for the heights that this choir has reached.
We will not let our church down, we will not let the zone down. We will just go back to work and we'll do more again.
It was an elated national president of the Temple Choirs Association, Chief Dr. Oru Julius Agbo, who presented the national results at the Divine Church Service with some recommendations from the choir's elder, Kelly Verin.
As an elder in Presbyterian Church Simeon, I just wish to encourage the Temple Choir to continue working hard, and they should remember that togetherness will always be their success point, and that they should continue carrying the flag of Temple Choir higher and higher.
All the groups have done so well. Simeon, it's a tradition that they are very hardworking group. This is the third time they are coming first in a consecutive manner. Keep on working so that they maintain their hegemony in the Temple Choir Association.
The Temple Choirs Association of the PCC, it should be noted, sings praises to the glory of God in the Kenyan and Ijagam dialects for Manu Division of the Southwest Region.
Manti Ayonge from CRTB Center. The life of one-time Buya-based business magnate and philanthropist Dr. Name Charles Menyoli, fondly called Pa Menyoli, who died last June, has been celebrated for the significant impact he created in the lives of many. This was during a Thanksgiving service at Presbyterian Church Mekongi, where his children pledged to continue upholding the legacy of their father. Ngobaliba Sophie Ese reports.
1 year after the demise of Dr. Name Charles Menyoli, one-time Buya-based business and humanitarian icon, the Menyoli family and Christians of Presbyterian Church Mekongi Buya celebrated his life and achievements in the Lord's vineyard. They described Pa Menyoli as a man with an open heart.
Mr. Thomas Menyoli, Managing Director of Fakoship. My father was trying to help the needy, trying to help those people that don't have the opportunity for a day-to-day life to give jobs to them.
Presbyterian Church Mekongi is said to be a project which Pa Menyoli started before his demise, so during the memorial service, his children made a promise to support the church project to completion.
I'm looking in the next 5 years, this building must be done, because there's still a lot of work to be done there. And we're not just going to take the project in our hands, we're going to support, and the congregation should support us.
The event was marked by visit to the grave of late Pa Mignoli, where prayers were made for God's guidance and blessings upon his family. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ibe, CLTV, Boya.
Youths in the Northwest region have been urged to remain resilient despite the challenges many face amid the ongoing sociopolitical unrest in the region. The call to action came from the Bamenda City Mayor, Paula Chobong Tambeng, during a service held in honor of the youth of the at the opening of a regional tournament. The tournament aims to engage youths from the seven divisions of the region and to provide them with constructive activities during the summer holiday. Details with Mary Ann Lantum.
20-man squad has been selected to represent the youth at the divisional level, equipped both spiritually and materially for the task ahead. Sponsor Honorable Ago Oliver emphasized the importance of involving all youths to promote football in the region.
This region, which has remained at the helm of national competitions like the first division competition and second division competition, should also be able to transit into the third term holiday activities, having our youth from all the divisions coming to compete for the regional championship.
The president of the Cameroon National Youth Council for the Northwest, Samuel Mengo, announced plans to include other disciplines for the youth.
In the tournament, we have football, we have handball, we have athletics, we have other sporting activities that have to do with people with disabilities.
Bamenda City Mayor Paula Chobong Tambeng hopes the youth will use this tournament to rebuild the region.
My expectation is that the youth become more constructive. Disease from waywardness, disease from issues of the past, disease from issues that compromise their future, and look with optimism to tomorrow.
The inaugural Northwest Regional Championship will run from July to mid-August, with prizes ranging from 5 to 10 million CFA francs contributed by Northwest elites. Marianne Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We stay in the Northwest region, where pregnant women in Benakuma, a highly enclaved area in Menchum Division of the Northwest region, can now have access to ultrasound machines which permit them to follow up their baby's growth and development. The medical package, which also includes a clinical analyzer for laboratory tests and others, have been provided by the government to the Benakuma Urban Integrated Health Center. We have details of that story with Kilo Valerie Sala.
The Benakuma Urban Integrated Health Center has been poorly equipped and lacks sufficient health personnel, with just about two doctors for an estimated population of over 500,000. Pregnant women in particular are highly exposed to death in such a fragile health setup. The district medical officer for the Womb Health District, Dr. Elume Bako, describes the supply of medical equipment to Benakuma by government as critical in saving lives.
Biochemistry analyzer and full blocker machine are for the laboratory to do laboratory examinations. The ultrasound is to equally do examination for pregnant women. A woman dies while trying to put to birth is something which is not good.
But the mayor, Ihimbru Solomon of Benakuma, is still preoccupied that limited well-trained medical staff and inadequate equipment means that the government vision of proximity health care may not be fully achieved in the area.
We really need a pediatric ward, well-equipped, and of course an x-ray department, which is very functional. And of course a number of doctors who have the necessary skills to manage those machines.
Benakuma shares very long borders with Nigeria and the southwest of Cameroon, but access to these locations for health care is very challenging on account of bad roads in Mechun Valley subdivision. Kilo Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Followers of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party in Nyong and Kele division of the Center Region have been exhorted to redouble efforts towards mobilizing their comrades to register on the electoral lists. Minister Pauline Rengene, member of the permanent delegation of the Central Committee of the Party for the Center Region, met the call during separate working visits to Bonjok and Makak, aimed at monitoring and following up the enrollment of the voters of new voters in the area. George Mum has the details.
The political temperature of the Nyong and Kele is stable at the moment, but sympathizers of the ruling CPDM party admit that the division is a difficult political terrain, as it is also the stronghold of the UPC and the PCRN parties. For this reason, Minister Pauline Irengene exhorted the party followers in the area not to rely on the past glories of the CPDM, but to deploy all their arsenal to ensure that the Nyong and Kele division regains its status as a fief of the party at the dawn of the 2025 elections. To achieve this feat, the member of the permanent delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for the Central Region advised them to reconcile all differences that ensued from the renewal of basic organs of the party, sensitize party followers to register on the electoral lists, and follow them up to ensure that they vote when the polls are convened. The presidents of the Nyong and Kele Center and Southeast sections of the CPDM pointed out that the lack of birth certificates and ID cards is slowing down the enrollment of new voters on the electoral registers. During two separate working sessions in Bonjok and Makak, Minister Pauline Irengene and leaders of basic organs of the party brainstormed on activities and strategies to reunite members in order to position the CPDM on the path to victory ahead of 2025.
George Mwam. Here now is Minister Pauline Irengene encouraging party comrades to continue mobilizing potential voters to register on the electoral lists in order to avoid any surprises in 2025.
I just want to tell the CPDM militant to go on with the work, because we find a very big mobilization here in Makak. I have the feeling that is all the projects that the head of state has decided to do, which are being done. So we think that it has an impact on the morale of the CPDM militant. We just have to encourage them to go on with their engagement, their commitment, so that next year we'll not have any surprise.
And supporters of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party in the Opanyong Southeast section in Ngoila have said no part of their territory will be lost to an opposition party, and all their votes will be cast behind their party anytime elections are convened. This was the outcome of a joint section conference chaired by its president, Alexis Mbalabum Nzie, who reminded supporters of the need to register massively on electoral lists. Some farm inputs were also launched, were also handed to party supporters to boost agricultural production in the locality. Tala LT picks up the rest of that story.
The joint section conference of the CPDM, WCPDM and YCPDM of the Opanyong Southeast section in Goila was an avenue for grassroots supporters and party hierarchy to strategize on ways of boosting registration on electoral lists. This, according to section president Alexis Mbalabum Nzie, is the only way to ensure that Goila remains a stronghold of the party and that no part of this territory is lost to the opposition.
The message is unique: to call my sisters and brothers, my parents, to register in the poll list, because at end we have to elect the list of the CPDM and we have to elect Paul Biya. Ngoila is the city of Paul Biya. Ngoila is in the heart of Paul Biya. He has expressed it to us by the promotion of our sisters and our brothers in the higher administration and in the parliament.
Party supporters were called upon to be watchful and avoid falling prey to last-minute errors. Farm inputs were handed to some party supporters to help boost their agricultural production and thus their socioeconomic prosperity. In a motion of support addressed to President Paul Biya, CPDM supporters reiterated their unflinching commitment to the party and its national president. Tala LT, CRTV News, Ngoila.
20 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CLTV News. Reports say voter turnout in the French parliamentary election is the highest in 40 years. At 5 p.m. local time, turnout stood at 59.39%, 20 points higher than in 2022. Polls have already closed in some rural parts of the country, with larger cities closing in under an hour local time. President Emmanuel Macron called the vote following his party's defeat by the national rally at the European elections earlier this month. A new poll has shown that some Democratic voters are deeply concerned about whether Joe Biden is mentally fit to serve as president after a shaky debate performance on Thursday. A CBS News Youth Government poll released on Sunday found that 72% of registered voters believe the president does not have the mental and cognitive health to serve as president, a sharp increase from the 65% who said the same in an earlier CBS News poll. 49% of voters say the same of former President Donald Trump, but it is particularly alarming for the Biden campaign as 45% of registered Democrats who responded to the poll believe the president should step aside for another candidate. In sports, Options Sports of Bamenda are the champions of this year's Northwest Regional League. They picked up their qualification to represent the Northwest region at this year's National Interpols after beating Rainbow FC of Bamenda by 5-1 at the Regional League final. Clenis Ayombom completes the story from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Fupkinson Zizubedu of Option Sports FC Bamenda is described by his teammates as the Messiah of the day, scoring 4 in the final and adding his goal tally in the Northwest Regional League to 8. He came through at the 8th minute of the game, at the 19th minute, and 2 in the second half of the encounter, while an own goal by Rainbow FC added it up to 5 for Option Sports. The final of the Northwest Regional League was presided over by the governor of the Northwest Region, Adolf Lilela Freak, who called on the population to rally behind the winners, Option Sports, as they take on the national challenge.
So we'd like to thank them for their mobilization today. They came as last year in their numbers to encourage the two teams and to encourage the Feka Foot team, asking them to forge ahead and to bring back the Northwest at the helm of the nation as far as football is concerned.
Option Sports of Bamenda sails to the national interpools for the first time with the best goalkeeper of the Northwest Regional League and Fupke Sunze Zubedu as best player, man of the match, and highest goal scorer of the competition. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In basket, here are the results of the day three matches of the National Handball Championship, played this weekend. In the men's category, Soleil Levant won Veto of Boya by 34-33. Renaissance of Douala defeated University of Boya by 26-24. Fans overpowered Spartiates of Yaoundé 36-27. Friendship of Yaoundé won FAB 27-26. In the women's category, FAB defeated Tigresses of Bachenga 36-18. Tekase won Eve of Yaoundé 33-18. And Divas of Bafoussam surpassed the defending champions, Fans, with a 26-20 victory. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Christians in the Roman Catholic Church in Cameroon have been called upon to demonstrate that they merit the confidence of God, like Peter did in the Bible to Christ, to be entrusted with the keys of the gates of heaven. Reports say voter turnout in the French parliamentary election is highest in 40 years. Options Sports of Bamenda will represent the Northwest region in this year's National Interpols after beating Rainbow FC of Bamenda 5-1 at the regional final. CRTV News.